Yesterday we heard from senior women in the South Australian Indigenous community who have been recognised this NAIDOC Week. Today we turn our focus to a future leader with SA's Young Person of the Year, Carly Dodd. Carly is a 19-year-old Narrangeri, Kaurna and Narunga woman who was nominated for her work promoting Aboriginal culture through art. The Wise Rachel McDonald asked her where her mixture of cultural and contemporary style came from.
I was taught by a famous Aboriginal artist, Max Mansell. He does a lot of kind of fish, and he predominantly does dot paintings, so more traditional, but it's also a little bit contemporary. But over the years, I've developed kind of more of a contemporary style.
What was it that made you decide that you wanted to be an artist and focus on Aboriginal art?
Well, my twin brother, he was always into art, and I wasn't really into art. And then as I got taught how to do kind of Aboriginal art, and I learned more about it and more about my culture, and that kind of pushed me to do it.
So it's a way for you to express your culture?
Yeah.
You were also named South Australia's Young Person of the Year for some work that you've done in elder care. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
For the past 4 years, I've been doing workshops in like different aged care facilities and teaching old people how to paint stones and to do weaving and all sorts. I found that a lot of older people haven't experienced Aboriginal culture at all, and they've lived here for so long and they've never had a chance to learn about it.
And what's their reaction to learning about Aboriginal culture that late on?
They really find it interesting, and they have a lot of stories as well that can relate to what I'm teaching them. But I met this lady, and she was like in her 90s, and she said that she'd never met an Aboriginal person before, which I think that's just crazy.
Yeah, how do you think that happens?
I don't know. I mean, she probably has met someone, but they might not, you know, look Aboriginal. And
so she's got a bit of a closed idea of what Aboriginal people are.
Yeah.
And I guess being a young person interacting with older people who have that idea, you would be able to present them, I guess, a different version of what they might have expected.
Yeah. I was in a taxi yesterday, and I was telling the taxi driver about my award and like a bit about what I do, and he's like, oh, you don't look Aboriginal. I was like, you don't have to look Aboriginal to be Aboriginal.
Do you think it's harder or easier now to stay connected to culture for Aboriginal people growing up than it was when, I guess, the older people were young?
I think it is definitely harder because so many cultures and groups have lost all their culture, and it's kind of hard to kind of find it and rebuild that. But for older people, when they were growing up, you know, they weren't allowed to speak, you know, their language and do any of their culture, and so that kind of got lost in younger generations, and still kind of fading out a bit, I guess. But a lot of people who are out there who are trying to rebuild their culture.
And as a young person, do you feel a sense of responsibility for making sure that's continued?
Yeah.
So for you personally, why do you think it's important to stay connected to culture?
It's your identity, it's who you are, and to know who you are and where you come from is really important. And to pass on culture is also important.
This NAIDOC Week is all about celebrating the achievements of Indigenous women. Who would you say are the Indigenous women who've inspired you?
My mum and my nana and all my aunties, because they've really encouraged me to paint and do art. They've done, you know, amazing things, and I, you know, want to go to that.
Carly Dodd, NAIDOC's SA's Young Person of the Year, finishing that report by The Wire's Rachel McDonald.